Let's talk about another government service, because I saw this story today, based out of Montreal from the Montreal Economic Institute. It's a think tank. This particular think tank says, you know what? Maybe we should end the postal monopoly in this country. Maybe Canada Post isn't doing what it was set out to do. Maybe they do have productivity issues. Maybe it's obsolete. Maybe it's just not working for us anymore. I'm kind of curious about that. So we thought we'd contact the Montreal Economic Institute. Economist Vincent Geloso joins us. How are you?
I'm doing pretty fine, and you?
I'm well. So is this just because nobody mails letters anymore? Is this because we contacted you by email?
Well, actually, that's a good example. Canada Post is facing a declining mail volume per Canadian it's serving. But it's not only that. It's also Canada Post has a huge challenge with regard to its productivity. Its labor force could be more productive compared to other similar companies. Moreover, it has a huge gap in technologies that it needs to fill up. And the solution to that is not a postal monopoly, because this means, in the Canada Post right now, means these challenges mean that consumers are paying more. The solution is not to look within the current framework, but to look at alternatives, which is the international trend in favor of liberalization, and an emerging trend which is more powerful and more potent, which is privatization of postal operators on top of liberalizing the postal market.
Okay, so in other words, if a private company, let's just, for example, use UPS, because they have a truck system, they've got everything all set in place already, if they wanted to become mail carriers, they could produce their own stamps, or would they have to use Canada Post? You see what I mean? Because if there was competition, that would suggest to me that it wouldn't cost me as much to mail something.
Well, the idea of liberalization, because you're asking me a good question here. It's a distinction to make between liberalization and privatization. We can open up the market for anyone, UPS, FedEx, to send letters just, you know, the way we do it. You know, we send a letter to our grandma in Whitehorse. You just put a stamp on a letter and it could be sent by UPS. This would mean this is the liberalization part.
Right.
The privatization part would mean that we take Canada Post and we sell it to private investors, which could be employees, which would be the first stakeholders in a company that would be more productive, more efficient, and which would relay these increased efficiencies to consumers in the form of lower prices and a higher service quality.
See, some critics, Vincent, right away, I can hear them now before they call, they'll say that this is just union busting.
Actually, it's not union busting. First and foremost, we have to remember that we at the Institute are proposing an idea, which is employee share privatization, which would mean that stocks in Canada Post would be sold in the first step to the workers. That would mean that any increase in productivity, the profits from that will be gained by workers. And on top of that, their savings could be passed on to consumers. That would be the first step,
right,
which would make it. But it doesn't mean also that it would reduce employment. It could actually increase it. That's something we've seen in Europe. Postal operators come in. Companies find new dynamics in the market. They diversify their activities. They grow beyond their actual credos, and they go much beyond, and new employment is created. So a monopoly right now isn't a good thing. A monopoly never serves consumers, and we only have to look at countries where monopoly has been abolished, where we've seen increased productivity, lower prices, and a better quality services for consumers.
Here's a case in point, and this came up for me last week. Timing is everything, isn't it? I had a birthday last week. I received 7 birthday cards in the mail. I received 11 e-cards right to my inbox, and 138 have a great days on Facebook. So that kind of tells me right there people don't mail anymore.
This is you pointed out perfectly one of the main challenges of Canada Post.
Right.
But we also have to remember that, for example, in places where it's been liberalized, some companies have actually gone the way of offering cell phone services. Stuff like that could be opened by Canada Post under a liberalized market, or competitors could compete Canada Post on that segment. Create the idea of liberalization and privatization is not to make little tinkering here and there. It's about changing the dynamic of the market so that businesses would be forced to innovate, to be more dynamic, to change their ways, and then to offer lower prices and a better service quality for consumers.
Right. So if sales are down, and the graphs that I have in front of me suggest that from 2005 to 2009, Canada Post handled about 1 billion fewer pieces for volume goes, and operating costs take up two-thirds of the money that goes to Canada Post. Sounds like a collision's about to happen.
Yes, Canada Post is facing a huge challenge. And we have to add to all this the fact that at Canada Post, every hour that a worker at Canada Post is paid, a unionized worker, he only works 38 minutes of that hour. This is 10% less than other comparable unionized firms in the private sector. That means that we have to hire more people just to do the same work. And that means, yes, there is a problem. But the answer to that is to look at countries where liberalization and privatization has been affected. For example, Germany, where prices have declined 17%, but also where competitors have increased quality of services, and have forced Deutsche Post to innovate, to go beyond its actual credo and become more efficient.
Wow. Fascinating stuff. Vincent, great to chat with you today. Thanks. We appreciate you weighing in on this.
Hey, it was a pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Keep safe.